Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 14th of June, and for the day, the index closed down a mere 246 points, or 3.55%, 6,686. We opened at 6,842 for a brief moment, which was the high. It had a low of 6,566.1. So we're 120 odd points off our lows, and we were rallying into the close as we did see US futures better in both Dow and Nasdaq, with Dow up around 330 odd points and Nasdaq up around 200 points, and European markets also opening better as well after the carnage on Wall Street last night and on Friday, of course. So we did see that good rally into the close, around 30 or 40 points in the last half hour or so, but it was all red across the screen. It was the red wedding in some respects today, and we saw the big bank basket falling once again, only 3.4% down today. We had ANZ down 4.6%, Westpac down 3.7%, NABs down 4.3%, but Commonwealth Bank doing better than the bunch, down 2.8%, really helping out. Commonwealth Bank was 13 points alone, and the rest of the banks accounted for around 44 points of index loss. So no good news in financials. Macquarie also falling 5.2%. Insurers on the nose too. QBE down 4%. Suncorp down 2.5%. Although Insurance Australia managed to lose only 0.24%. Medibank Private down 2.5%. And Steadfast Group, which is an insurance broker, down 3.3%. Today, looking across at industrials, healthcare suffered a little bit today in ICU. CSL down 2.7%. Ramsey down 3.5% today. Obviously, that bid is starting to fade in terms of whether that will happen or not. Sonic down 1.2%, and Cochlear down 4.2% as well. So no good news in the healthcare space. ProMedicus down 5.5%. And they made an announcement today on a contract as well, so that didn't help them. Other industrials, Transurban down 2%. Qantas fell 6.2% today. Aristocrat down 1.6%. Wesfarmers continuing their slide, down 3.8%. And ALS was down 7.8% today. Not a good day for them. Not a good day for GMG either, down 3.6%. Other REITs also doing badly. Centre Group down 3.4% and Dexus down 4.6%. Even the staples were hurt today, although not as bad as others. We saw Woolies down 1.5%, Coles down 1.4%, and A2 Milk splashed down 7.1% lower. Telstra 1.3% lower as well. And old platform providers, Seek down 2.3% and REA down 1.9%. Tech, obviously not a great day for tech. We had WiseTech down 6%, and Block, the artist formerly known as Square, which has a massive exposure to Bitcoin, 15.1% down today. Not a good look for them. Zero, at least only down 1.2%. And the Alltech Index, not too bad, all things considered. Certainly could have been worse, down 3.9% today. Looking across at resources, we did see more cases in China of COVID hit BHP down 4.2%. That's 29.5 index points alone. Fortescue down 8.5%. Rio down 4.2%. South32 down 6.5%. And this spread across into base metals. IGO down 4%. We had Alchem down 5.3%. Pilbara down 4%. And Iluka down 7.2% today, although Linus managed an almost up day today, only down 4 cents or 0.47% after a deal with the US. Saw them getting a contract there. Gold miners not doing well either. Northern Star down 3% and Evolution down 4.9% with Newcrest only down 0.9%. Even energy stocks came under serious pressure. Whitehaven Coal was down 3.9%. Sol Pat down 3.9%, Woodside down 5.3%, and Santos down 5% today. So looking across the market, it was bad news on the doorstep. but it couldn't take one more step. In corporate news today, we did see Westgold rising 3.9% on better production numbers. Mesoblast, are they still around? They apparently they are, and facing their second class action, falling 10.3% to 70 cents. And not much on the economic news. We did get household spending rising 7.6% in April. And Asian markets losing ground as expected, but escaped better than local markets. China down only a 1.9%. Hong Kong off 0.9%. And Japan only down 1.8%. In the winner's circle today, being patted on the back and rugged up, were Lake Resources. Surprising for a stock in that sector at the moment. LKE up 13.6%. PolyNovo up 7.8%. Wouldn't be surprised to be seeing some director buying there again. Westgold, WGX up 3.9%. Boart Longyear up a massive 2.22%. That's three little ducks on a massive volume of 917 shares. Huge day for them. Australian Clinical Labs up 2.2%. Domino's, they delivered today, up 2%. Computershare up 1.55%. And even Red 5 up 1.5% today. In the naughty corner today, and well and truly on the naughty step, was SQ2, the artist formerly known as Square, down 15.1%. 5E Advanced, down 14.4%. Chalice, down 14.2%. CHN, Ioneer down 13.6%. Pepper Money, they got assaulted today, down 13.5%. URW down 11.7%. And GRR, which is Grange Resources, fell 11.4% today. Positive sectors, absolutely nothing was in the positive. There were a couple of greens on the screens. The Lottery Corp was up 0.9% and CPU up 1.6%. They're really the only big green ones around. Negative sectors, pretty much everything else. The big bank basket whacked to 160.11. It wasn't that long ago when it was 190, and we were talking about whether the banking sector had peaked, and certainly it has fallen nearly 16% in the last couple of weeks in that banking sector since we talked about is this as good as it gets. 3.4% down today. The All-Tech Index falling 3.9%. Gold, better, only because the Aussie dollar has fallen, 26.27. Bitcoin, off its lows at 22.189. Some of its imaginary friends also rallying as well. And the Aussie dollar, lower at 69.49 at the moment. 10-year yields higher, 3.99%, just backing away from that 4% level. And Asian markets, of course, off. Japan down 1.8, China down 1.9, and Hong Kong down 0.9, with US futures currently up around 330-odd points and NASDAQ up around 200 points. Major movers today, that Lake Resources, 13.6%, a few bargain hunters around there. We also had a CIRAR falling 8.5%, ceasing to be a substantial shareholder there. Vulcan, well and truly on the nose there, down nearly 10%. Paladin also having a big fall today. I guess uranium stocks under a bit of pressure, but Paladin down 9.9%. Bets, well, all bets are off, 15.4% down. Zip were down 15.87%. There are some theories that Zip is almost covered by cash in terms of its market cap now. Last I looked, it had around $400 million in cash. Zip will be, they've got a market cap of around $300 million at the moment. Just checking with Zip, they had $324 million in cash following their issue recently. Then the capitalization of the company is now below that level. So certainly the market taking a very dim view of what's coming up for Zip. EGR, Ecograph, had a bit of a nasty day today. They were down 12.7%. German research confirms recycled graphite performance. LCY also not doing well today. They were down 4.6% with an exploration update. And EXR, 11.1% down CUPEX conference presentation. Speculative stock of the day, and yes, there was one today. It was ResApp Health, which is the app on your phone that allows doctors and clinicians to diagnose lung conditions. Was up 50% today on 5.5 million. They were reinstated to quotation after Pfizer has raised their bid to either 20.7 or 14.6 cents, depending on the confirmed or unconfirmed data consideration for this one. So a good result for those people holding ResApp today. In the news today, ProMedica signed a two-year contract renewal with a combined minimum value of $47 million. Orizon, AZJ, Glencore no longer in running to acquire One Rail Coal from Orizon. And GrainCorp, speculation it and Elders circling Ridley Corp. Similar speculation appeared in the AFR in 2020. And we also saw South 32. Speculation South 32 may look to divest Illawarra Coal Mine. PointsBet turned down a $220 to $300 million offer for its Australian division. It's understood News Corp and Matthew Tripp put in a non-binding bid, but the PointsBet board rejected it almost 2 weeks ago. They may be having second thoughts. We also saw Life 360 amending its quarterly reports and reaffirms calendar year 22 guidance with revenue to be in the range of $245 to $275 US and underlying EBITDA of $32 to $38 million. Linus has signed a $120 million US contract with the US Department of Defense to establish heavy rare earth separation facility. And it's targeted to be operational in FY25. And Bapcor has announced Stefan Kampenhausen as Chief Financial Officer effective from July 4. In economic news today, household spending rose 7.6% in April. The largest increases in spending were on furniture and household equipment. Hotels, cafes and restaurants were up 14.3%. Transport, which is probably not a discretionary item these days, 12.4% higher. And 19 of 24 economists see a half point rise in July to 1.35% for the RBA in their next move. Goldman forecasts cash rate will reach 2.6% by the year end. And in Asia, we had the highest number of daily COVID cases in 3 weeks in Beijing, 74 on Monday, and iron ore in Singapore slipping lower ahead of Wednesday's crucial economic data coming out of China. In the US and European headlines, we've got European markets rallying around 0.7-0.8% on the back of stronger US futures. And we do get PPI out tonight from the US. And the EU is creating false expectations with Ukraine's EU candidacy, says Portuguese Prime Minister. And President Biden set to announce a visit to Saudi Arabia. Would imagine that humble pie will be high on the agenda there or on the menu for him to be eating, as he said he'd never meet with the Saudis, but obviously with oil at 120, he has to eat the pie. But that's very much it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Hopefully tomorrow will be a better session, but certainly today we were well and truly off the lows, which is certainly a good sign that maybe we have seen the worst of it, but of course anything can happen in this market and probably will. But thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening.